Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you all can forgive me because I think I left my wits on the train. I have something of a prepared presentation here, so I'm just going to read it down. This will be online if I go too fast for some of the non-English speakers here. But anyway, welcome to the Linux Audio Conference for 2004. The expansion of scope for this year's conference is a clear indicator that Linux audio software has become a visibly, I should say audibly, important aspect of the larger world of Linux software. Users want good, powerful programs in every domain of audio applications, from desktop media players to full-featured professional-grade hard disk recorders and sound file editors. And it is evident that developers are responding to those desires. Your presence and numbers at this conference confirm this trend. Many familiar faces have returned this year, more new ones have appeared, and this conference is packed with interesting presentations and music. But before we begin the presentation series, some special acknowledgments should be made. Get ready to clap again. I believe that we all owe a very profound debt to the combined efforts of the ALSA and JAC teams, and a round of applause should be given to team leaders Jaroslav Kisela and Paul Davis, please. Paul? Is Paul here? Yeah, okay. He looks different than he did last year. It is no hyperbole to state that the acceptance of ALSA into the kernel sources and the evolution and acceptance of JAC have together revolutionized the potential for Linux as a serious platform for audio development and use at all levels. I truly believe that, and we are truly grateful for your work. We must also thank Andrew Morton, Benno Sinoner, and Robert Love for their research and development of the low-latency kernel patches. After all, it is their work that enables the optimal performance from all Linux audio components, from the lowest to the highest levels, and we are all in their debt, too. Other notable achievements in the past year include the outstanding Agnula and Planet Karma projects. These developments have made entry into the Linux audio software world relatively easy for even the absolute beginner. And their success and the success of related distributions, especially the live disks such as the Dynabolic and the Apodio disks, that success has demonstrated the need for such dedicated packaging and distributions, particularly for musicians who want to get into Linux audio software. Since the first conference last year, we have seen broader coverage of Linux audio software development in venues beyond the well-known Linux magazines and online reporting services. Supportive articles have appeared in prestigious journals such as Sound on Sound, Mix Online, Electronic Musician, and the Computer Music Journal. These are not Linux-oriented magazines or journals. The increasing power and sophistication of Linux audio software, coupled with the ever-advancing power of the Linux kernel itself, cannot fail to attract the attention of even the professional recording industry, and we can expect more attention and coverage in the coming years. I would also like to extend compliments to Kjetil Mathøysen and all other developers working to bring the VST/VSTi plugins to the Linux audio software world. As Windows and Mac audio software has become increasingly plug-in driven, we can offer a strong incentive for moving to Linux by supporting the VST plugin API. Among other attractions, new users coming from the WinMac world will appreciate the fact that their perhaps considerable investment in costly plugins would not be completely lost in their switch. A deep debt is also owed to the development communities that have provided the KDE and GNOME environments and to the development teams that have extended and expanded the GTK, Qt, FLTK, and other graphics toolkits. Thanks to their efforts, the great developments within our own community have attained a more polished look and feel with more attractive and more functional user interfaces than were ever possible under the older X toolkits such as Motif and XAW. And finally, we must acknowledge the profound debt we all owe to the Linux kernel developers and to the GNU toolmakers. This is perhaps the software we utilize most commonly, and it is perhaps too easy to take it for granted. Yet theirs is the most fundamental work. It's unsexy, humble, and absolutely essential before the wonders of our own world can be created and enjoyed. We should also note that Linux audio development is not only about ALSA, JAC, Ardor, and LADSPA. many interesting and important developments are taking place outside what I call the Agile world, including advances in OSS Linux, Java Sound Support, and the Arch Server, as well as in the domains of telephony, desktop multimedia, and audio support in embedded systems. While we do indeed have an extensive and influential community, it is important to recognize that not all Linux audio development is done by the members of LAD. I'd just like to kind of point that out every now and then. Along with all this good news, we must consider the work that remains. Surely we all want to see increased implementation of the Jack server and transport controls, more profound MIDI implementation, and of course, better user-level documentation. I figure if I don't get around to that, I'll never get one of those cool t-shirts like Francois got. So, I recently summarized the most outstanding trends in Linux audio software development for the Linux Journal Online. It is no exaggeration to claim that last year's conference here at ZKIM provided impetus and inspiration for many of those trends, and considering the range and depth of development that has occurred in the wake of that conference, we may confidently predict greater success coming from this year's meeting. This conference brings together some of the finest minds and talent working in Linux sound software development. Presentations here will include updates and status reports on established projects, as well as introductions to new work going on in many directions. For newer developers especially, we hope that you will find here the knowledge you seek and the inspiration you need to bring your own projects to the light of day. And for all of us, users and developers alike, clearly this is an exciting period for Linux sound and music software. Once again, I welcome you all to the Linux Audio Conference 2004. Thank you. I'm going to bed now.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Dave. I forgot to mention why I was so relieved when he suddenly came in and I started my talk. The reason is, until 2 days ago, I didn't know when he would arrive in Karlsruhe. And I had thought maybe he will be here early this morning or maybe even yesterday. And then came his mail, okay, the keynote starts at 11 and he is at Karlsruhe train station at 10:58. So this is sharp. That is why I had to stretch my own talk a bit, but it just worked out perfectly, Dave. Thanks for being just on time. There is one other thing that I want to mention. I have to do this. You see these two guys from Agnula with their nice t-shirts up there. Andrea gave me one of these as well for my little work in helping them with the production of the Agnula Live CD. And I have to give you the message that these t-shirts will be sold through Agnula with a very nice logo by them. I don't know the pricing yet, but this will be on, I guess, in a week or so. And then you can purchase them there. Okay, enough about that. The next talk, the first talk that we do, will be starting at, we said, at 12, right, which will be Jaroslav Kysela on ALSA developments. So from now we have about 15 to 20 minutes of a short break, set up time for you, Jaroslav, and I'll see you again at 12 then. Thank you.